Good morning. My name is Lamo, and I'm going to lead the bodhicitta meditation this morning. Before we start, this is from Chapter 3 of From Shantideva's Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life. I rejoice in the awakening of the Buddhas and also in the spiritual levels of their children. And with gladness, I rejoice in the ocean of virtue from developing an awakening mind that wishes all beings to be happy, as well as in the deeds that bring them benefit. With folded hands, I beseech the Buddhas of all directions to shine the lamp of Dharma for all bewildered in misery's gloom. May I be the doctor, the medicine, and may I be the nurse for all sick beings in the world until everyone is healed. May a rain of food and drink descend to clear away the pain of thirst and hunger. And during the eon of famine, may I myself change into food and drink. May I become an inexhaustible treasure for those who are poor and destitute. May I turn into all things they could need and be placed close beside them. May I be a protector for those without one, a guide for all travelers on the way. May I be a bridge, a boat, and a ship for all who wish to cross the water. May I be an island for those who seek one, and a lamp for those desiring light. May I be a bed for all who wish to rest, and a slave for all who want a slave. May I be a wish-fulfilling jewel, a magic vase, powerful mantras, and great medicine. May I become a wish-fulfilling tree and a cow of plenty for the world. Just like space and the great elements such as earth, may I always support the lives of all the boundless creatures. And until they pass away from pain, may also be the source of life for all the realms of varied beings that reach unto the ends of space. Just like a blind man discovering a jewel in a heap of rubbish, likewise, by some coincidence, an awakening mind has been born within me. It is the supreme ambrosia that overcomes the sovereignty of death. It is the inexhaustible treasure that eliminates all poverty in the world. It is the supreme medicine that quells the world's disease. It is the tree that shelters all beings wandering and tired on the path of conditioned existence. It is the universal bridge that leads to freedom from unhappy states of birth. It is the dawning moon of the mind that dispels the torment of disturbing conceptions. It is the great sun that finally removes the misty ignorance of the world. It is the quintessential butter from the churning of the milk of Dharma. For all those guests traveling on the path of conditioned existence who wish to experience the bounties of happiness, this will satisfy them with joy and actually place them in supreme bliss. Today, in the presence of all the protectors, I invite the world to be guests at a festival of temporary and ultimate delight, May gods, demigods, and all be joyful. Okay, so now turn to page 34 in the Gold Prayer Book. And if you have the white binder and not the Gold Prayer Book, just turn to the page that's titled Kadampa Center Prayers. And we'll chant Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra three times. Teyata Om Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soha Teyata Om Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soha Teyata Om Mune Mune Maha Munaye Soha. Now Medicine Buddha stands in mantra. If you have the white binder, it's on the blue sheet. Bhagawan with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis light. So let's say the mantra seven times. Teyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Radha Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Radha Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Radha Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Radha Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Radha Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Radha Samugate Soha Teyata Om Bekanze Bekanze Maha Bekanze Bekanze Radha Samugate Soha. Now the four measurables in English three times. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. Now go to page 37, and at the bottom you see two mantras. So first we'll recite the mantra for Chenrezig eight times, and he's the embodiment of all the Buddha's great compassion and wisdom. And then seven times for Green Tara's mantra, she's the deity of enlightened activity. Om Mani Padme Hum. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Okay, the children are welcome to go to their classes.
And the children are already gone. good morning. May please, like, do you mind to introduce to each other, please? So first I will read this few questions, you know, sitting here maybe now more than 3 weeks. This question was asked based on Wednesday night, you know, class. Please explain the end of the corn that we eat, corn, it is the end of the corn seed. Am I making sense? Because corn seed, yeah, please help me, corn seed. Please explain the end of the corn seed. So, example that was used in Wednesday night teachings. End of the corn seed, how you explain? please explain the end of the corn seed.
Didn't you say it was
burned? No. Dry and burned. So, like, you know, in Buddhism that you see in Lamrim teachings, you know, Lamrim book, so word samsara. So, now the question rises, does samsara is beginning? Does samsara is beginning? That the question rises. Somebody raised that question. So now, you know, like, what is samsara? It's not a place. Is it not a place? If I don't pronounce correctly, then please, some of you can say, okay, place. Oh, it's not a place. No, it's the place that... So then you can buy flight ticket, then, you know, then you can, you can go. It's a cycle. And life in that cycle is very much, how you say, very much influenced by four great rivers. They call four great rivers. Birth, death, aging, sicknesses. You know, birth, death, aging, sicknesses. So there's orders. Birth, aging, so then sicknesses, then death. So then life in the cycle is very much influenced by those four great rivers, so everybody, you know, unless you are, you know, out of the cycle. So, so when you go outside, there's painting on the wall and somewhere there. It's called Wheel of Life. Then that, you know, kind of explains the cycles, the 12 links. You know. So that cycle is, you know, that is samsara. You know, then there are so many complications within the cycle. There are so many complications. So being part of the cycles, then, you know, like in reality, you know, so then everything's kind of complicated. Everything's kind of complicated. So now you see, in that cycle, there's no perfection. There's no perfection. Everything's kind of complicated. And of course, then, you know, and then our mind make it more complicated. Our mind make it more complicated. So then, you know, somebody raised this question, does this cycle have a beginning? Does this cycle have a beginning? So now each one of us, we have to look at our life. Is this like first time I become human? This is the first time? Or is this the last time that, you know, so what was it before this? Is like tree? I'm not sure. Or is rock? Or not sure. What do you think? So the body, when you look at the body, what's the direct cause of this body? This body is like combination of egg and sperm that create this body. So how is about something that thinks all the time? Something you think all the time. What is the cause of that? Where did that come from? Or is it just fast time it's just happening? So according to Buddhist teachings, you know, this cycle has no beginning. But it has end. It has end. Similarly, so then the corn seed, that's used as the example. The seed, if you pick one seed, where it began, it has no beginning. So that's not hard things to figure it out, I think. Seed, when you pick one seed and you ask, does it have beginning and where it began? Then hard to say. No, you could say probably billions of years ago, but that's not the beginning. You know, so but it has end. When you burn, then it's finished. The seed is now gone for good. So that's the awareness in that class, okay. So then how to end the cycle? So then that question very much related to the self. How you define self? Is it body or is what? What is self? Somebody called John or Gigi Gelek, so somebody says, hello, Gigi Gelek, so then how are you? Says, oh, I'm doing very well, or I'm not doing okay, or I'm kind of sleepy. See, what kind of thing? When you say I, what it really means, I, then what is I? What is self? So that, you know, like, the seed you burn, then that's the end. So now the cycle, similar, has no beginning, but it has end. How you end the cycle, so that very much relates to how you define self. Self, does it make sense? Self. What is self? No. So much study and research has been done, in Buddhism, so much study has been done how to define self. Jebu sami chuma is no. The jebu means the person or self or being. Sam means this is not a solid. That refers to the physical parts. Jibrusami Yisrael. But there's core relationship between self and aggregate. Arrogance. there's a correlation between arrogance and self. Aggregate. Aggregate. Sujipumbo. Form, like physical form, first one. Soyafumbo, feeling, second one. Five aggregate. First one, Sujipumbo, form aggregate, then feeling. So then Dushigapumbo, then third one is called Dushe, means, oh, this is travel, oh, this is a watch. Oh, this is a cup, this is green, this is not like that. What do you call it?
Discrimination.
Huh?
Discrimination.
Yeah, that one. This is Dujiga Pumbo, isn't it? Dujiga Pumbo, Dujiga Pumbo. So then the fourth one is quite complicated to explain. The last one is called consciousness. Consciousness or mind or consciousness, the last one, okay? Fine, very good. So then the fourth one is, how you say in English, fourth one?
Composition of factors?
Yeah, that's one, composition of factor. Composition of factor, I'm not sure what that means in English. What that means?
We don't know either.
So? In Tibetan it's called Dujigapumbo, Dujigapumbo, but that doesn't make sense at all, Dujigapumbo. So, for example, like day, time, month, year, these are considered as the fourth, falls into fourth category. So, it's not physical body, it's not feeling, it's not discriminations, it's not consciousness. Anything that exists is not form aggregate, not physical body, not feeling, not discrimination, not consciousness, then all of them fall into the fourth categories. Does that make sense now a little bit? Yeah, so so these are the, that's just you have, that's we all have, you have, I have, everybody have. So now, jibu, self. Sami is not a physical body, of course not physical body. But there's, what you cannot find without physical body, you cannot find self. That's the fact, you cannot find. It doesn't mean like physical body is self, it's not self. So, you know, there's many, many different theory or idea of what is self. Or some people say, oh, this body is self. No, then people think again, then they find out, oh, maybe there's so many problems. If I say my body is myself, then there's all kind of problems that arise. All kind of, how is the problem? Not the problem. Then if somebody debates you, then you can explain. You cannot explain. Jebusa means, the self is not a physical body. Jebusa means. Chumai is not a liquid that we have. It's not the heat, maybe. It's not the oxygen that we breathe. It's not the space within ourselves. It's not the consciousness. So now the question is, what is self? How you define self? Of course, when our hand gets hurt, then you say, oh, I get hurt. But hand is not self. But that clearly indicates there's core relationship between your aggregate and self. So now the question is how you define self. Do we have any clue what self is? Do we have any clue? Or we just go go with, oh, I'm happy, I'm not happy, so then even not knowing what is I, we just say and go, how is it?
Go with it.
So then it become so see, when you're about to fall off the cliff, we don't say, oh, my body's about to fall. You don't say, oh, my consciousness is about to fall. What do you say? You say, I'm about to fall. In that moment, how you define that I? How you define that I? We don't say, oh, my body is about to fall. Nobody says that. Oh, I'm about to fall. Nobody says, my consciousness is about to fall. So you say, I'm about to fall. That, what, that moment, that I, how you define that I? If you perceiving that self is totally independent from aggregate, that's a mistake. According to Buddhist philosophy, that's a mistake. So then that mistake become like iron cage. Then we get trapped into that. So that's the cycle. Oh, there's no brief explanation, so I'm not sure what I'm saying. So not knowing what is self caused a lot of problems according to Buddhist philosophy. Not knowing what is self caused a lot of, how you say, See, like, you need wisdom. Wisdom is a light. It's like light. But darkness is like not knowing or ignorance. Darkness is ignorance. So you, in order to dispel that darkness, you need a light. Otherwise, first you become attached to yourself. Oh, me. Then from there, my. So then, confusion after confusion. So according to teaching on emptiness, that's what happened. So, Tamungaji Dala Sinji, Dagi Dishin, the Chaji, or Sujitsu Narawana was there. Then first, have no clue. I just so tired of the I, but I have no clue. I'm not saying that you don't have clue. I'm saying I have no clue. Yeah. Sorry, using misword. I have no clue what I'm attached to. I'm realizing I. not clear understanding. Tabungashi, Dala, Shinjuji. Right from the beginning, you become attached to yourself. But that's nature, there's nothing wrong. But then you say mine. Of course, meaning you put your level on that object or whatever, mind. So then anything that happened to that object, it hurts. Because your identity is deeply involved, or you just level. When you go to the shopping mall, you see things, if somebody touches, you don't care. Once you pay for it, then somebody touches, then it is mine. You probably get away from that from 10 miles or maybe forever, what is it? If there's two cars parking in the parking lot, then there's like 10 crore comes, poofs. Someone else cars. When they put on your car, then whatever. because you label this mine, if that's mine. No? Me, there's no clear understanding. Then from mine, then this condition. So you should around there, therefore, in ancient time, there's like, they kind of use the tools, that kind of like brings the water to the rice field. Rice field, there's tools, there are many, many small boxes.
Water wheel.
Huh?
Water wheel. Water wheel.
Water wheel.
Yeah. Containers.
Yeah, many containers. It goes round and round and round and round and round and round. Then that's what happens, you know. All these complications goes round and round and round and round. Therefore, you have to show compassion. You have to show compassion. Everybody is going through the cycles. Everybody's lives greatly influenced by the cycles. Goes round and round, 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 round. You, me, same, the same. Then as I mentioned before, you know, every second looking for happiness. Every second trying to avoid happiness. Oh no, sorry, not... not try to avoid happiness. try to avoid kill. Yeah, that's better. try to avoid kill. Try to avoid no slightest problem. Slightest problem. In that base, same. Tibetan, American monks, they are present, same, not different. Same. You realize my life is going round and round and round and round. Other people's lives go round and round and round. So, best thing to stop the cycle, your cycle, their cycle, everybody's, you know, greatly, life is greatly influenced by those four great creeks. So, compassion is the answer. Compassion is the answer. So, ninja veni tengun drupsu, ninja veni tengun drupsu. Compassion fulfill all your wishes. Temporary and ultimate wishes, all your wishes is fulfilled by compassion, not by anger, attachment, ignorance. No, no. It's completely fulfilled by power of compassion. Ninja veni tengun drupsu. So therefore, compassion is very, very important. Oh. Very important, okay? So just briefly, sorry, so it took a long time. So maybe one... So is a Buddhist pure land part of samsara? That's a very good question. So I think I don't have answer at this moment. Maybe I may not have any answer. So... According to Buddhist philosophy, there's like three types of realms. Realms that you see, desire realms, form realms, formless realms. Of course, desire, within the desire realms, there's human realms. Then, you know, according to Buddhist cosmology, so there are four different types of human realms. Four different types of human realms. The Mount Meru is the center of universe, Mount Meru. So, and that each side, you know, east, what do you call it? East? How you count? Direction, how you count? Huh? North, south, east, west? Shal. Yeah, we say Shal, Ron, Lubcha, anyway, it doesn't matter. So there's you know, side of this Mount Meru, there's human lives, human realms lives. No, we are not only humans that, you know, that exist in the desire realm, there's other different types of humans that lives, you know. So in our house, the human that we know here, what is called northern world,
northern world.
In there, life has no life span. There's no guarantee, you know. Live all kinds of, you know, used to be for 100 years. Another human realm, they live 250 years for guarantees. So the other realm, they live 500 years. Then another realm, they live 1,000 years, for sure. But that's not like, not, it's guaranteed there. So who knows? So so then animal realm, then we see then we see the desire realms, human realm, animal realm. So then celestial realms, the seven different types of celestial realm that exist within the desire realms. Yeah, so I've never been there, so hard to say. maybe if some of you have been there, please tell us, explain. So I just know there are seven different levels of celestial realms that exist. So those are not considered as a pure land. No, even the lifespan, probably less, much, much less complication there, but it's not human. That's not like pure land that you see in the Buddhist text, pure land. That doesn't refer to celestial realms. Where they live, gods, demigods, that's all where they live, you know, they live there. And of course, compared to human life, so their life is much, much, much longer, much longer. I think like one morning is 50 years of human life. It's just one morning. One day, one generation is gone. So that's how long they live. Does not mean no good, does not mean good, no. As a Buddhist, you don't wish to be born in those kind of realms. You wish to be born as a human, that you can improve yourself. You can improve yourself. In those spiritual realms, you are pretty much drunk, not by beer, but by pleasure. So much pleasure, you know, like, so then you will know 1 week, exactly 1 week before you are dead, you know. Exactly, you know. It's not like here, there, you know, 1 week before you're dead, before you are dead. So then you possess some kind of aura, and you know, some kind of like, and kind of like, disintegrate. So then other celestial realms, you know, celestial beings, they even don't come close to you, so they bring some kind of flower, they throw on you from the distance, because they are very much, how you say, like, scared of any dirty, how you say, any?
Infection maybe? Contamination?
Germs? Oh, I don't think there's germ there. but dirt.
Uh-huh.
Dirty? How you say?
Yeah. They're afraid of dirt?
Anything that's sullied.
Huh?
Sullied.
You know what they
impure.
Yeah, so anyway, so they are like, they throw you from the distant flower, then that's all, then nobody comes close because you can't, I don't know, smell or whatever. No. Between, then you know, you're just drunk with tons of pleasure. And you know, so no opportunity to improve yourself, no opportunity. Therefore, Buddhist doesn't want to go there, doesn't want to go. Does not have wish or desire to go there, but they have desire to come back as a human, improve, you know, their inner qualities, so to liberate themselves from this cycle for good. So then form realm, there's also four different types of, you know, four different levels within the form realms. And then first level, and within the first level there are some different, you know, then there are different levels, so then formless realms. So, I'm not sure it's part of samsara or not, so now you need to figure it out, maybe I need to figure it out, maybe some point in this year or maybe next year, okay? So very good questions, I never thought about that, you know, I just go with the flow. wish to be born there, have no clue what that is part of samsara. Not part of something, I need to figure that out, okay? So then there were two more questions. I'm going to finish this because I've been sitting there a long time. When Don Hendrick was here, so maybe from New Mexico, he said that we should see our problem and irritation as a kindness. How do we do that, sir? I think it sounds like Don Henry already taught, please teach me. Please teach me to also share with me how to do that. want to say something? Anybody wants to chip in? How? He said that he's gone. Now he has phone number. You can call. We should see our problem irritation as a kindness. Yeah, please, if you want to share, yeah. Well, Thomas and Mike, yeah, very good. If you want to, anybody want to say something, please do.
Just to mention, His Holiness the Dalai Lama, for instance, said, well, it's a good thing, in other words, the gist of it, or Lama Yeshe, that there was a Chinese invasion in the one way, otherwise Buddhism would have never come to the West. Mm-hmm. So in every bad, it seems, in every negativity, there is something very good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a purification too, I suppose, if you suffer. Because after the suffering, you become stronger and better than you ever were. I think it teaches us a lesson.
Mm. Yeah.
I also find that the problems in my life are my opportunities to learn. And without those problems, I don't learn as quickly or as much. So I appreciate it when a problem arises. Those troubled times in my life have been growth periods.
Oh, very good. Very wonderful. Yeah. There, Thomas, here. Yeah.
Some of the problems that we face, they are like a blessing, because like you're saying, in the celestial realm, you're drunk with this idea of pleasure and you have a very long life. So it seems like your life is no problems and you don't have the opportunities for growth. So it's not that the celestial realm is outside of samsara. They still suffer. They're getting old and dying, even though it doesn't appear that way. So the same for us. We live in a material realm. We have a lot of problems. We have a lot of anxiety. And that's a good impetus for us to want to get out and experience our highest potential. Mm-hmm. If we don't have that, we're prodded along by the trident of suffering. So it makes us want to get out of samsara. It's one good impetus.
Mm. Very good. Yeah. Very good. Wonderful. Anybody want to contribute?
This past Friday at the prison at Nash Correctional where I teach, it's not in the mouth. It's good. Yeah. All right. Yeah. each one of the guys went around and at the end of the class and said what they were grateful for, what they were thankful for, and several of them, more than I imagined, said that they were grateful that they were in prison, you know, because it's in prison that they were actually able to begin to really see where they were going wrong, right? So prison for them is not a punishment, but it's a good experience. It's a learning experience. They have an opportunity to actually look at what they've done. And they were grateful that they had they met so many wonderful people in prison, friends that they never had outside of prison. Mm-hmm. So I think in what Don Hendrick was saying and what others have said here, it's very true. We look at these things, we should look at these obstacles, these challenges in our life, we should really see them as opportunities. Because those opportunities help us to be able to develop and to be able to grow. And to become, as His Holiness says, to become better human beings. Because that's the goal, to become a better human being. Not to become a better Buddhist, a better Christian, a better Muslim, or what have you. But to become a better human being. And that is possible for all of us, but not without these adversities in life.
Very good, wonderful, yeah. Oh yeah, so so Does Don Henrik, I mean, Don Henrik, does he mean that's like problem, the kindness, I'm not sure how to, you know how to see your problem as the kindness? Yeah, adapt. Well, you see, your problem is kindness, irritation, kind of this. No?
What he was saying was, if Jill does something mean to me, then I should say, oh, what a kindness that Jill took something from me or did something negative to me. And it was really hard for us to wrap our minds around. But no, she didn't mean that as a kindness. She clearly meant that to take something from me or whatever she was doing. So how can that be kind if she didn't mean it as kind? How can I think that is kind? How do I turn that around in my mind when I know she meant to be mean to me? Which has never happened. Still.
Well, what I meant was, well, you could also, you don't actually know. So you never know what's going on in somebody's mind. You know, there's could be anything. And it doesn't really matter. I wasn't there for the teaching, but what I've learned is it doesn't really matter because it's all coming from your mind anyway, right? So it's what you're receiving, it doesn't feel like you have a choice because I'm like, blah, at you. But you do. So if my anger rises, I don't actually have a choice. It's already arisen, and I'm going with it. But you have a choice whether to receive it or not. So if you choose, you could just choose it to be a kindness, like, whew, thank God she's teaching me patience today because I really needed to do so that. So you just choose to see it as kindness, and then it's an option.
Mm. Yeah, that's very good, Erin. That explains well, you know, like... More like opportunities. I'm see like if you say blessing, that makes sense. So word kindness, that's not kind of tough. You know, if somebody says, "Oh, you're a thief," how you take that? How you see that's a kindness? It's kind of hard. That's tough. I'm not saying that it's correct or incorrect, but for personal, it's kind of hard. But opportunity, it does make sense. Blessing makes sense. So the meaning, the definition of blessing is change. That's why you bless food. That's why you bless environment. Bless means to transform from negative to positive. You know, so there's, maybe there are different ways of presenting. Presenting, that putting hand or maybe or kissing on the hand or ring or maybe putting on the hand on someone's head. Now, if change doesn't take place, no matter how many times you put your hand on, it doesn't help. Blessing, the definition of blessing is to transform from impure to pure. That's why you bless environment, you bless house, how do house blessing. Opportunity, blessing, does make sense. Yeah, so then the way we see and missed opportunity or blessing so many times, missed, because the way we react. Huh? So now it's very important to think about Jidens and Jitivadis. Is this correct? The words, the quote, the quotations, Jigden, base. Same means base. Could reverse to the life, could reverse to environment, could reverse to jig, the word, the very word jig means disintegrate. Disintegrate. The base that disintegrate moment by moment. But most people are not aware. You may have tons of qualities, but you are under one big mistake, not knowing nature of impermanent. Everything's changing. Mind, body, interests, everything's changing. But that's not how we see things. We don't want to see. If you choose change, that's okay. No? If change happens without you choosing, then you kind of, what you call in America, you freak out. I'm not sure what it is. What is this thing? So the jikte, the very word, the base that disintegrate moment by moment, that's called jikten. The jikten word jik means disintegrate. Ten means base. Within that disintegrated base, within that how many divisions, how many? There's two. Environment, beings in the environment. That's this disintegrated base refers to environment and the being in the environment. The very word jikten teach you everything disintegrated. Jide, same jitiva, now the same mind. Tiva means manifestations, or reflections. That's one of the Kadama Master said, is that now need to understand, is that correct? The world, my world, our world, is that the reflection of my mind? If the answer is yes, then there's good news. There's something you can do. If the answer is not, so then what is it? It is like... The example they use, like, you know, one bowl of water, just water. When the human looks, it sees water. When the being from the celestial realms, when they look at, they see nectars. Nectars. I'm not sure when the animal look, I'm not sure what they see, water or what they see. But they say, I'm not sure how many of you believe in hungry ghosts. Hungry ghost. Did you ever heard term hungry ghost? Some of you. When they look at, they see blood. But there's a bowl of water, that's what it is. Those three things cannot exist simultaneously. This is just like goes against the reality. You know. So that's the reflections. If that's the case, our world, my world, is just the reflection of the mind. Simjitiva, or manifested, mind manifested. Manifested? Is the manifestation of the mind. So say for example, Tibetan butter tea. Butter tea, Tibetan butter tea. Black tea, salt, butter, milk mixed together. Because Tibetan people need that, it's so high up, so they need, there's like energy bar. When Tibetans look at, oh, this is very delicious tea. When Westerners, not all eating everyone, Western people, but generally speaking, when they look at, it's yucky. Is that a reflection based on your experience, your knowledge, or it just exists from there? Oh. So now, if that's the case, if you agree with that, Master said, no, the world, my world, our world is the reflection of it's my perception, or reflection of my mind, if that's the case. So that mind, that's very interesting. The second line says, the mind don't see, mind does not see mind. Mind does not see mind. Meanwhile, your world is the perceptions, reflection of that mind. That very mind does not see by your mind. And also another way to say it is like that nature of their mind is empty. The nature of their mind is like clear sky, there's nothing. You can lay down the park, look up, what do you see? Nothing. Clear space. That is the nature of mind. So then all this cloud, like ice cream, like sometimes look like ice cream, like vanilla ice cream. That's that is there, but you are not going to see that all the time. It's there temporarily. All these things, anger, jealousy, attachment, is not part of your mind. It's not. I mean, it's not nature of your mind. It's nature of your mind. There's no hope. It's like cloud on the space, clear space, like there temporarily. You know, it could be removed. So, so now the question is like, oh, everything then is like, comes down to like level, or I just level, or my friend, my enemy, or stranger. If everything's just level, or I don't like this, I don't like that, or it's like something solid, absolute evil, or something like that. Everything just level. It's just level. Everything just level. It's not concrete. It's not independent, absolute existence. It's just level by our mind. So then kind of subtle, you know, it's kind of subtle. Then slowly, it's like a puzzle. Then slowly, slowly, somebody says something that you don't like. And what are you going to label? What are you going to label? Or is something independent, inherent, existent, or is just going to label? So now, therefore, irritation, sufferings, problems. Can you see as like blessings, or maybe bridge to happiness. Not itself is no some happiness, but it's a bridge to go deep, go high. No, go higher. Don't just get stuck. Go higher. See, what do you do? Environment is turns into something horrible, and all the things in the environment become so unbearable. You feel like everything is falling apart. What do you do? So it's pouring down on you like rain. Rain? What do you do? You have choice. One way you can view those everything that falling, all the problems falling down on you like rain, you could view or see them as exhausting. You figure it out, just your English word. Se, in Tibetan called se means exhaustion. Exhaustion?
Exhausting.
Exhausting. So I'm not satisfied. Exhausting. So my English. So there's nothing I can do. I like to use word exhaustion, but that's not English. What is English?
It is a word. Exhaustion is a word.
Exhaustion.
Exhaustion is a word.
Yeah.
It's when you're exhausted, then you say, I had exhaustion. It's a noun.
Yeah. So
exhaustion
now.
It's a verb.
Yeah. That all everything the falling apart and pouring down on you like rain. And if you can see there's the exhaustion. Make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, so then my English is correct. Exhaustion of something. Exhaustion of something. Exhaustion of something.
It's finished, right?
Yeah, the finishing of something. You can look at that way, that point of view, you can look at what you get immense benefit. You don't just do that based on mere belief or somebody say, oh, Gishikele say, why you have to do? I never ordinary people. So I just simply sharing, you know. So if you see there is the ending of something, so that requires some knowledge, some understanding, you know. And just the visiting some temple, that probably not going to help. It requires some deep thinking. Because I'm deep thinking, oh, what is that deep thinking? Why are things happening? Things happening against my will, or things happening according to my will. Why doesn't things happening always happening according to my wish? Why is something happening that against my wish? Why? What you say? You could say, "Oh, somebody just made it like that." What do you think? What do you think? So then, going with the flow. Easy to say. Practically, going with flow does require deeper understanding why things happening. Yeah, what is happening? Oh, yeah. So anyway, so we did do much about it. There was thing in land alone, but in the loss. Taking those miserable conditions or circumstance. Tuning that into some kind of path that leads you to, how you say, like some kind of, give you some kind of relief. Or you can just blame someone, you can just blame this never ending game. You can blame somebody. Oh, it's because of my neighbor, I'm so unhappy. Yeah, so all of a sudden neighbor sells their house, new neighbor moves in. Are you happy now? Probably not. So, blaming is never ending game. Oh. So, so that makes seeing as a blessing. So then, as a bridge to move on. Oh, then that makes sense. Okay. Oh yeah. Oh, sorry. So then maybe. Do you mind that the last question, you want to say something?
May I?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Geshe-la, I was thinking that last week at the end of the teachings you asked people to think about impermanence. And I was thinking that taking difficulties as a bridge, you have to have, not have to, it helps me to have some understanding and belief in impermanence, because if nothing could ever change, there wouldn't be any point to thinking I could get out of, that there could be any, it could get better. So seeing things as a blessing, I have to believe that things, I need to believe that things can change, and that I can take some responsibility for it changing. Does that?
No, it makes sense. Yeah, very good. Yeah.
Just connected to the impermanence. Thank you.
So now, you know, like, so then I walk here, so I won't stop talking, so they will read. Then otherwise, they'll finish me. So there's a lot of note, because I can't read very well, so English. So there's a lot of note here. Under the note, somebody kindly put note there. Under the guidance, or note means like, guidance from mentors, I'm actively seeking an opportunity to take refuge in the Tibetan gem and begin contemplative. contemplating, what is it?
and begin contemplative activities in the Vajrayana discipline. How should I begin?
Ride a horse. So you just mentioned in this question, taking refuge. You know, that's how the entry into Vajrayana path begin. You know, taking refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha. Okay, taking refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha. So if you want to know more, so then we can meet outside, and I'll explain to you. Okay, I'll explain to you. So, how much time left now? Like some 8 minutes. So, unless I have. So now here, anyway, the topic. So this, you know, now Sunday's topic is based on 7-point mind-training text composed by one of the Kadama master called Chekawa. Oh, so then, out of that, the that book is explaining everything based on 7-point or 7-point. So then, out of that, you know, so far what I cover, you know, the first one I just go through briefly. You know, there's not much time to go a brief review. First, it's called leisure and fortune. What they really mean, it means like, because to see your life as a precious. You know, see your life as a precious. precious life. Precious life. Please don't think, oh, he's always saying precious life. Yeah, I've been saying the precious life for more than a billion times. Now the question is, does it mean anything for you? Does it mean anything? Or is it just word? Is it just word? Parrot can say. Parrot. You can teach parrot. Some birds, you can teach them. They will say, precious in the life, precious in the life. What does it mean? It means nothing. No. So now the question is, does it mean anything to you? Does it mean anything? Huh? Hmm? Do you feel precious? Do you see yourself as precious? How many times throughout the day you feel fortunate? How many times throughout the day? How many times throughout the day you feel unfortunate? How many times you say, I'm so lucky, I'm so happy, and how many times you say, I'm not happy? So it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything. Or it's just word. Is it just word that, no, that you can teach it, and the parrot can say. So we have one parrot in monastery, so my teacher like birds. You know, the local people, they come, they sell probably parrots. So my teacher always end up buying so many parrots, you know. Of course, we enjoy it because we are kids. Small kids, we enjoy it. Right? One parrot taught, one of my teachers' names is Lori. Lori, game is Master Lori. The parrot said very clearly, Master Lori. People kind of figure out who's a parrot. Say, doesn't mean anything, it doesn't mean nothing, just imitating something. So, all are precious. So precious, so precious. So now the question is like, you know, when I think about that word, precious human life, do I feel anything? Do I feel throughout the day, do I feel like precious? Feel like that you don't like yourself, that you know you hate yourself, all of that is very unfortunate. That's what people should not think. What people should think, if you are seeking benefit, you get immense benefit, you see this life's precious. That's the first topic. Second, impermanence. Oh, impermanence. Oh. Fragile. It's fragile. May slip through your hand, this precious human life, just slip through your hand, bring nothing. Make sure that you have responsibility. To feel purpose, feel meaningful, Oh, so then day-to-day life, no, day-to-day life, no. Oh, precious, it's precious, your life is precious. Very important, your life is precious. Don't look down on your life. Don't look down on your life, your life is precious. Meaningful, tenche, meaningful. Nyeka, not easy to find. You may think, oh, why is it not easy to find? There are so many, 6 billion human beings. Compared to animals, you just pick up one stone, millions of ants under one stone. Number-wise, no, it's precious. Life is precious. Oh, that's what you see things, then you know you get benefit, okay? Impermanence, fragile. Fragile. That means we have no clue. I have no clue. Probably some of you may have clue. I have no clue. How long I'm going to be on this planet, I have no clue. But in my mind, I'm thinking I'll be here forever. I'll be here, you know, next year or 10 years. I've been thinking about it after 15 years. But that's okay. That's what we should think. We should plan in advance. There's nothing wrong. Same time, practically, need to remember that I have no clue. If I have clue, I'll be here 15 more years, then I'll probably party like 5 years, just party. So then 10 years become very serious. But there's no clue. Therefore, we should not make our life more miserable by thinking something negative. Because we have no clue. Oh, very fragile, that's impermanent. No idea how long you're going to be here on this planet. No idea. You may think you're going to be here. It's not based on age. It's not based on health. It's not based on gender. It's not based on religion. No. It happens from newborn child to the same as like newborn child all the way to president. No clue. So now that last topic here, taking refuge and karma. So that finished the first point. So now, think about as I asked the Wednesday night class, or maybe I did ask last Sunday class. Think about your own existence. So is this the first time? And I even heard the word, you live once. What that really means. It means like it just happened like, there's like prayer where somebody just made it up. It used to be a piece of wood and somebody decided to make like this. That's what happened. Your life, it just happened. The accidentally, randomly, you just pop up like popcorn from nowhere. Say, need to think. I'm not asking you to what to believe. I'm just explaining, we all need to think. Oh, this life. What will you do if something goes on after your breath ceases? What will you do? Are you 100% sure what's going to be? Are you not just believe, are you 100% sure? Not just, oh, it's going to be like that, but not sure. Do you have confidence, what's going to be? If something goes on, after your breath ceases, so therefore, that's the reason, not having a confidence. So then, that's why the taking refuge took place. Buddha Dhamma Sangha. It's not just, going through some kind of ceremony, now taking refuge, that is not like that. The dead to dead, I need to think. So then after that, what you do, taking refuge in, according to Buddhism, taking refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha, then after that, what you do? Then after that, you will be very mindful of what you say, what you do, what you think, Our actions matters, believe or not. Everybody actions. Buddhist, non-Buddhist, atheist, Christian, every actions count. Every action counts. Every good action produces result, positive result, whether you are Christian, Buddhist, believer, non-believer, every positive action produces results. It's not based on belief. It's not based on belief. Or if you believe in something, if you say something good, then it's good. If you don't believe in anything, if you say something good, doesn't count. That's not true. That's not true. That's not true. Well, even the dog does something good, it is good. It doesn't have religions. It's good actions, you know. It has a good. It will produce good results. So every action counts. Therefore, you know, like being aware of our actions, you know, so kind of shifts our life, put us on the right track. What do you think? Huh? What do you think? I'm just saying. So that also kind of like explain the karma together. Taking refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha, then after that what do you do? After that if you boss around, if you like, you know, like, just thinking about yourself, you know, so then like ignoring well-being of other beings, then taking refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha means nothing. There's nothing. You just go through a ceremony, some short ceremony is done within 30 minutes, it's finished. So they say, okay, I now become Buddhist. I take refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha. What it means? Not really. Not much. No. So then even though you don't take refuge in Buddha Dharma Sangha, if you're aware of your actions, so then your action will take care. This life, if something goes on, nothing to worry. Will take care of. So then, that, you know, otherwise, time passed. Time will already pass. Otherwise, you know, like, say you are so unhappy or uncomfortable because your head is too big or too tight. But you keep changing shoes. You keep changing new shoes, but doesn't help. Because your unhappiness is caused by the size of the head or maybe tightness of the head, and you keep changing your shoes. Are we doing that? That's important. Are we doing that? No? Target is right here. We are shooting somewhere else. Target is right here, we are shooting somewhere else. Thief came to your house, thief came to your house. Went to the jungle, you are looking in the open field. Went to the jungle, you are looking open field. Are we looking for wrong directions? There's kind of ritual practice that we do, like, you know, we make some figure out of dough, some kind of figure, then we put like some kind of like uncooked, all kind of things, the coins and all kind of things, they put them, imagining that's all your obstacles. For whole year, we do that in New Year Eve. Eventually we do that New Year Eve, then we eat the special noodles, and we then after we finish that noodles, so then you make this figure, all kind of figures, then you like time is over. Do you mind if I finish this stories? Do you mind? New Year Eve, what you do, like, no, the 29th, then you decorate everything that you have, then you do all the arrangement. So then, Namgwa, so then you eat that grains, the 9 different types of grain together, put there. So then there's, you know, some kind of like dough that you write something, say, for example, they write something, the piece of paper, chili. So then you put them in the drawer, then you roll them, then you serve the noodles. So when you get, then everyone needs to open that. If you get chili, that means you have very sharp mouth. So they accept presents. Then sometimes, you know, like cotton wool, that means you have like warm heart, things like that. Sometimes you get like when you burn the wood, then become into
charcoal.
Sometimes they put charcoal. So that means you have very mean heart. So then the people play the game, so they eat the noodles. So then all the mean that information you get, you collect into one bowl, and all the good information that you get, you collect into one bowl. Then you keep that, the good one. Then all the bad information that you put into that figure, you give to that figure, or to this figure. So then you get, everybody get piece of dough. Then you roll them. Then you touch all part of your body. They say to basically say now I was talking like no illness, no pain or something like that. You touch every part of your body, then you kind of like wish there's no sickness, no pain, no like. Then you touch everywhere. Then sometimes people they just pick up their piece of hair or maybe piece of cloth. Then they put it there. Then you mark. You squeeze in there. Then you go like this and you mark. That you put with that figure. So then you eat noodles, so then all that. So then, then people who serve the noodles, so their eyes like cover. Make sure they don't see, you know, which good ones for them, nothing. Their eyes cover, so they serve. Then when they finish serving, then you take that out. So then if you get, you know, some kind of the bad information, then you have to do something, or you know, some kind of like, it's part of the game. So anyway, so that whole thing is like, you know, to make you laugh. When you laugh, some obstacles disappear. See? So then you know, morning you clean your house and you save some of the, what do you call, garbage or dirt. You save a little bit of that. So then that night, tomorrow is New Year, new life. So you put that garbage and you put also there too. That whole year, the end of the whole year garbage. Now you collect, then you put it there. So then you start fire, so then you do some like everybody like kind of like claps, so that means like dispelling all the problems, this year's problem. The new year begins, so everything new. The whole idea. So then you then take out, then every family comes out with the fire, then they like use some kind of firecracker. Put there. So then when they come back, then they knock on the door, then you don't open right away, you ask them questions, where you're coming from. But they say, oh, I like passed like big creek, so coming from so far, and they ask, you know, which door is this? And they have to say something nice, otherwise they don't let you in. Then you say, oh, this door is made out of pure silver. They say, yes, okay, oh, the second door, even though there's no second door, there's only one door. Then you ask, what the second door is made out of? Then the second door is made out of gold. Then you ask, what kind of information you are bringing in for us? Then they say, timely rain, like prosperity, long life, and happy, all of that. Then you let them in. So they are bringing good news for the new year. So they are bringing. So I'm not sure why I'm telling this story. I completely got lost. So anyway, so I completely got lost, sorry. So the point. You remember what point?
Karma.
Huh?
Just taking the good things and...
Yeah, so anyway, sorry, so now time is way over, so sorry to... So I'm finished now, yeah. Thank you.
Okay, turn to page 246.
Mm.
in the Go Prayer Book 246, and you have the white binders on the back of the page that says Kadambasinda Prayers, and we'll read the dedication from Master Shantideva, Bodhikarya Vatara. May all beings everywhere.
One second, please. 1 second, only 1 second, maybe 30 seconds. 30 seconds, now I remember why I'm telling this story. That's only 30 more seconds. Because that, you know, like, there's a special ritual that we do in New Year Eve to dash out if the evil force is located in the eastern east. That's where you need to bring those ritual figures. That's where you need to throw, the east. But evil forces located in the east, but you bring that in the north. Doesn't make sense. So these are all same meaning. Thief came to your room, went to the jungle, you are looking for the open field. Oh, head is causing you so much problem, you keep changing your shoes. Target is here, then you are hitting there. No. So that's very, very, like, that's an important piece of information. Am I doing that every day? Am I doing that? Well, I think this is the problem. This is the one trying to fix that lecture, to fix that. Meanwhile, truck is here. It's not there. So then, no, that's why pain is not causing by the prayer wheel, it's causing by this. And you keep changing prayer wheel, that is not going to help. So another question is, are we doing that day-to-day life? So that's why point here, like, these are all same thing, okay? So just to remember, okay, now I remember. Sorry to interrupt your prayer.
Okay. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Let's recite some short long life prayers, 244 and 245, starting with the one for His Holiness, the Dalai Lama. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara. And then on the opposite page at the bottom, the one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience, who speaks the name Avatara, the one with great precision, who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. And then back on the other side, you uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as a bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's victorious doctrine. The masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savor myself and others, your disciples. Please, please live long. Om tare tu tare tu re soha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re soha.
Oh yeah, thank you. And have a nice weekend.
just very quickly, you'll see that we've got a beautiful table of offerings here from our Tara practice last night, and if anyone would like to stay and help us take it down, we would greatly appreciate it. And there is also this evening at 5:30, is that right, Aaron? A meeting for people who are interested in working with the children's program this fall. You don't need to be a teacher. You don't need to be a parent. You just need to be interested in spreading the Dharma to our children. Thanks. And that's at 5:30 this evening here.